This is Tracy.
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting My name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. It is a national public opinion firm. Today we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Can you tell me, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, the U.S. Senate, and the Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me, with which political party are you registered? Democrat?
Independent.
Republican? Independent, okay.
Independent.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And what is your main racial background? Hispanic, African American Black, White Caucasian, or Asian American?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. Can you tell me what is your age?
54.
54, thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Depends what it is. I think most of it's getting off on the wrong track.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? The choices are K-12 education, crime and public safety, taxes, housing and proper insurance costs, climate and the environment, abortion, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, access and cost of healthcare, local growth and development, or the economy and jobs.
Women's health.
Okay, thank you. Oh, okay, thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You are definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate, leans likely to the Republican candidate, definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, or leans likely to the Democratic candidate.
I would probably say definitely not for the Republican candidate.
So you will say probably vote for the Democratic candidate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
And would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
For what are you doing, I guess? I'll strongly approve.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
No, I think he's terrible. I strongly disapprove. Okay,
thank you. Now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Sienna Osta.
No idea.
Okay. Then we have Mike Caruso.
I don't have an opinion one way or other, but I do know who he is.
Okay. And the last one is Kamala Harris.
Oh, love her.
Okay, well, so would you say you have a very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for your answers. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
Okay, thank you. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
I don't know yet.
Okay. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Osta, their Democratic candidate?
I have no idea. I haven't.
Okay, got it. Now, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, will you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
I usually vote Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
A Juris Doctor.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me what is your religion?
Jewish.
Jewish, okay. Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
No problem.
Bye-bye.